on Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
For every 100 miles that you drive, you will swear 41 times.
Yeah, I'm way under that.
You're way under?
Yeah.
For 100 miles?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, then, you know what? When I heard this, I thought, for those who are way under that, it's because we're swearing at you.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided you. It's you we're swearing at.
Yes, oh, no.
Because I'm way over.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that would be 10 commutes back and forth from here, like from the house to work, around there. And yeah.
Is that back and forth or one way?
One way.
So four times each way?
Four times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without I can barely leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. And they came out with a list. And number 9 on this list is the one that gets me most upset. And number 9 is drivers who don't wave to say thanks when you let them in. Because I am a wuss driver. I will let anybody in. I will let it because I don't like confrontation. So come on over.
Jeez.
Come on over. I'm being super nice. And if you don't wave, you will get all 41 swears at once.
Okay.
Okay.
Barrage.
Okay. I mean, I agree.
Kids have to listen to me. I'll give the edited version every now and then.
And I do wave. When someone does me a solid and lets me in, I do give a wave.
Okay.
I think most people do.
Oh. Seems not to be.
Okay. All right. For you.
In general, when I screw up, I try to give some signal. Like, I know that was my bad.
You must be busy.
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday when I almost got T-boned.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your fault?
It was my fault. I couldn't see. It was a blind. I put myself in a bad spot. Mm. I will never do that again. It was coming out of me at school, and I just put myself in a bad spot. I needed to make a right. I attempted to make a left where it's blind and you can't see anything.
Well, we started this off. I said I knew it was you.
Yes.
Well, and this woman probably was cussing at me. Luckily, she had heads up enough to be going slow through the school. This is why you go slow through school zones.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah, they do. Speaking of going slow, I think what drives me nuts more than ever is this seems to be a fairly new phenomenon. Like, I think it's gotten worse, but people who seem to be oblivious to the fact that there's anyone else on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down the street, and I'm looking around, and I may turn here. I may not turn there. I'm going to slow down here like I'm going to turn, but nope, then I'm going to speed back up.
Yes.
Like they're looking for something, and they just don't seem to care that anybody else might be behind them.
Right.
Yeah.
I see this all the time, and then, of course, you get up there, they're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, what are you doing? First of all, if you're using your phone, it's not hard. It tells you, turn right here. Okay. It tells you what to do.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't understand. It's not like you should be reading the map as you're going along. It talks to you.
Hmm. Right.
I silence the map.
Well, that's why
you're getting,
honked at and sworn at.
But I cannot agree with you more. Yesterday, I was on Douglas, and I was going to the Hy-Vee on 86, and I was on Hunter Street, and I turned left. I was behind this car, and I know the first two letters of the license plate was a D and an R because I wrote it down. I didn't have time.
What are you going to do with
that? I don't know. Just in case
I got a partial plate, officer.
Right. And what was the crime? They were going slow.
They were doing exactly what Ken said. They drove. They turned left onto Douglas, and they were driving slow, and I was losing my mind already. I'm like, it's 45. Go 45. So I start going around. They're looking at they speed up, and I was like, what are you doing? So I get behind them because I need to go to the Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Then they slow down again. You can tell they're looking for something.
Right.
And then they turn into the Hy-Vee. You're not going to miss it. If you're looking for the big, giant grocery store, you'll see it.
I'm not talking in general about people who drive slow, okay? It's a little irritating, but they don't bother me. At least they're driving and paying attention. These are people that are clearly either trying to do something else, figure out where they're going, whatever, and they don't seem to care that anyone else is around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
You got to know the people are around you. Yeah, of course. Obviously.
You're getting defensive about all of this because it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting defensive.
You can hear it in your tone.
I have been in this situation. I was just in Chicago. I was just trying to find something, a friend's apartment complex. And I know, like, I almost got hit two times because I'm looking for streets and not noticing whether or not the light is red or not.
Uh-huh.
And let the phone talk to you.
Yes.
It will tell you where to go.
Right.
No, I just don't, because it gets ridiculous.
Not more ridiculous than what you just described.
You're right. Uh-huh. Almost getting hit, almost running two red lights. But of course, you got to have a heads up about that stuff. But I still am cussing way less. Now, I could have been cussing in my own frustration that I don't know where I'm going, but I don't really utter cuss words under my breath.
Oh, it's great.
They're going to come out. They come out and they're flying.
Who said they were under my breath?
Right, these aren't under my breath. I am screaming in my car. I have the windows rolled up so you can't hear me, but I am screaming at the top of my lungs.
I only have the windows rolled up because it's 5 degrees.
Right.
Otherwise, hear me.
Did you flip the bird a lot too?
No, because that's
aggressive.
It feels pointless too because, first of all, I don't know if people can really tell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They might think I'm waving, and I don't want them to think I'm happy with them.
No, exactly. That's true.
I don't want to take that risk.
Yes, right.
Because sometimes I've thought in my wave, what if that person thought I was giving him the bird or something?
Right.
That can be confused. Yeah, just had some guy flip him the bird.
Flip the bird. I do the point to the head.
Use your head.
No, mm-hmm. I want you to know that I'm angry and I think you're dumb.
I'd be thinking is this guy's telling me to use my head. Going like this, I'm not getting you think I'm dumb.
This is the point. This is the problem.
Come up with something new for you.
It's the problem with trying to communicate to the other driver you're upset. Other than the horn, there's really nothing that comes across as pretty. Otherwise, it tends to look like it's a confusion. What are they trying to say?
And then I probably even slow down and stare at you because I'm like, why is that guy pointing to? Do I have something on my head?
Is he having an aneurysm? Does he need my help?
Right. What is happening? Why is that guy pointing to his head so vigorously?
280-1025. So what makes you swear? And I'm going to say right now, other than turn signals, because that was like number one.
Yes, there's always people who do.
It's always up there. Other than turn signals, what makes you swear?
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving. What's the average again? 41
times,
41 times per 100 miles. 100 miles. Wow.
I love how Colleen has brought up 4 instances of her nearly creating an accident. In that 6-minute span.
All in the last week or so, right?
Chicago, Des Moines, and Milwaukee.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.